So, hello and welcome to KLOCcast. Now, this is a podcast about SEO, web, analytics, digital marketing, basically anything to do with the internet, the web, stuff like that. So, one of the things we've been talking about, me and Nathan are, I'm a web developer and Nathan is a content officer.
Yeah, so I guess together we've been kind of looking into SEO and how basically we do a lot of SEO kind of work in our day jobs. So what we want to work out is how, because SEO is such a complicated subject that no one truly knows what's happening with Google's algorithms. So how do you work out ways to test it yourself? So that's why we do a lot of testing on our own personal sites. So today we're going to look at one of Aaron's sites, his personal one, and then also I run a number of different sites, and particularly I'm doing a few experiments with some local sites.
So my website is my personal portfolio, and I started it about 6 months ago. And one of the my intentions for this year was to learn a lot more about SEO and how Google's algorithm works and stuff like that. And Nathan has been helping me with this. I obviously knew some stuff already, being in the profession what I am, but content-wise, Nathan is a lot more thorough, has some tricks up his sleeve. And knows a lot about it. So, one of the things I've been starting off with.
It's been good fun.
Sorry, go on.
Like I say, it's been good fun. It's been lots of good
Yeah, I've
fun.
learned a lot over the past 6 months already, and I'm sure it's going to improve more over the space of the next 6 months too. So, some of the things we're talking about on this podcast is around what things I've done to try and help my SEO and what Nathan's helped me with. So one of the things is how I manage a site for my dad's business, who I've not really done SEO work around that, and his website is a local business, has quite a lot of backlinks from multiple different sources, directory listings, which help Google know that your site exists, but necessarily might not give much juice through, and site links which are directly related to the business which he is in. Now my site, however, I don't have that many sites relevant to me linking in, but I do have a lot of links from sort of Web 2.0 links, which is Reddit, Twitter, that sort of thing. I know Nathan has got some thoughts about that.
I think these are can be quite useful. I suppose for me, when I'm looking at these black kind of web 2.0s, so we know in kind of the SEO world, there's different tiers of links. So you've got your tier one links, which are your top sites, and you've got your tier two links, which tends to be if you're talking about building blog networks. But that's not particularly what I'm talking about here with my web 2.0s. So what I'm quite interested in is looking at certainly things like WordPress.com, Medium, Tumblr. These are all websites that have got a built-in audience. So I can look at them more as content publishing platforms as opposed to thinking purely about backlinks. But obviously, you can't get the backlinks by producing them really good publishing. So what I like to look at doing is taking the content on my site and then once I've published an article, probably leave it for a week or two, and then look at republishing that article on, say, my WordPress blog or my Tumblr blog. And the idea of that is that you're delivering content to your audience in the place that they like to receive that content. But at the same time, if you what you need to make sure is that you get a canonical link pointing back to your original article. Because you don't want those articles competing with each other in Google. Then obviously you can, if you want to slip down into the dark side of SEO, you can then look at creating blog networks. But I think that's a topic for another day. We've not done any experiments on blog networks at the moment. That might be something to test out to see if they do work in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think certainly on websites like mine and Aaron's, where it's low competition keywords, that's just Aaron's managed to rank for some quite high competition keywords, which has surprised us both, I think. But this method of republishing content to your different platforms, I'd say, really works well for low competition keywords. But I think the key thing for me is always about getting content to your audience.
Yes, so I've been reposting some of my content onto LinkedIn. Not really necessarily Medium or WordPress.com just yet, but it's something I need to look into the future. I've been promoting it on Reddit and Twitter, especially Reddit in the subreddits, which I think is relevant to sort of my niche and my area, which is web development and stuff like that.
And that seems to have done really well for you.
Yeah. I'm like... I built a tool about, 2 months ago, which was a SAS to CSS converter. And bear in mind that this page has very, very little content on it. It's mainly just a text box which you put your SAS code in and it outputs your CSS back. And that page is ranking quite highly for some search terms, which has got 1,200 searches a month in Hrefs.
Yeah. And actually, I'm surprised. I've not looked at your site in Hrefs in a while. And just looking at the stats there, I'm blown away.
So since, especially in the last sort of month, since I sort of launched that tool, the keywords went from 27, 24, up to, at its peak, 200.